This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
It's important to go back and revisit recent history because that's the keys to the future. And I keep talking about the pedophile rings in Hollywood coming down and coming down in D.C. and globalism in trouble and every weapon they use, NFL against America, ends up destroying itself. This is a big time of victory. But if you go back a year ago or so to the DNC event they had, the protesters weren't AstroTurf. Bernie folks overall were real people. They weren't just the Antifa. And they weren't mad at Trump. They were mad at Hillary stealing the nomination, which is now all breaking and is criminal. This is rats leaving the sinking ship. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
My message is to Hillary Clinton, drop out. You have made a mockery of our democracy.
She's not a progressive candidate, and I don't intend to vote for her in November. I'll be voting for Jill Stein if the Democratic establishment has their way and proceeds with the coronation of Hillary, despite the will of the people being behind Bernie Sanders.
How would you describe Hillary in your own words?
Go with Donald Trump's on this one. She's crooked.
She's part of the Clinton crime family, and she needs to be put in prison right away. What her and Debbie Wasserman Schultz did to all of the voters in this country is unfathomable. They haven't put her in jail yet.
Hillary Clinton's followers have no problem, and they have denied election fraud.
Hillary Clinton is in a syndicate that is controlling.
See, these are real Democrats.
Of our government, and no one.
They're somewhat misguided, but they're good people. They're not Antifa.
I'm outraged.
They're not devil worshipers.
I defend my right to vote. I don't want government corruption.
And they're killing the Democratic Party.
Corruption.
Look, America's coming back too close.
Well, I mean, she's been corrupt since 92?
Yeah.
When Bill was elected? And now it's just getting that much worse. I mean, she made, what, $21 million from speaking to different banks and Wall Streeters?
Yeah. Well, do you think a lot of those, quote, speaking fees were kickbacks or deals?
I think anyone who doesn't is naive.
Now, listen, Hillary Clinton, I didn't vote for you in 08. I voted for Obama because he wasn't you. You know what? You're a liar. You're a cheat. We don't raise our children to act this way. And you're going to further it? You got superdelegates that you bought before the election? I'm in Michigan, Hillary. We uncrowned you, you fracking queen. And I'm going to tell you what. All you superdelegates that are standing behind you in Michigan, the finger isn't on them when it comes August and November to vote. We're voting you out. We're going for a new Congress. You don't win anything because we're not going away. Our job is just beginning. And our job is to shut you down. F you, Hillary.
And all day I've noticed a disconnect between Bernie supporters and Hillary Clinton. I've interviewed probably nearly a dozen people so far at several different protests. I had not one of them told me they were going to vote for Hillary.
No. I haven't found, the only Hillary supporters I've found here is CNN. CNN, and that's, I probably shouldn't say that, that's kind of mean, actually. But I haven't run into any Hillary supporters either.
What do you think about Hillary Clinton's support for TPP?
I think it's phony. Basically, she called it the Cold War trade agreements. Now, during the campaign, she flip-flopped to try to keep up with Bernie Sanders. She'll pass it. They're going to try to pass it through after November between her and then. If they don't pass it then, I'm sure she's going to make a good excuse to pass it. I don't trust her. I'm not voting for her. I'm not voting for corporations.
Hillary cheats. Now, the last couple of weeks, she's not up in double digits against Trump. She's in 2 or 4 points. She is losing in swing states, which has not happened in decades.
They'll support Jill Stein. Some of them might go to Gary Johnson. Some might go to Stein. But I would say 80% of them are not voting for Hillary.
If they want to anoint that little effing whatever she is, we're going to lose to Trump. And it's on them. The games that they played and what they have done to us.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on it.
We told you first because we were reading what the establishment was actually saying in their internal publications and at their meetings that we infiltrated, that Hillary Clinton was planning to steal the election from Bernie Sanders. And they indeed then did that. The Republicans tried that with Trump. Then they tried to stop him at the nomination process. Then they tried to stop him being seated with his delegates on January 6th of this year. They failed. So now as we approach the one-year anniversary of Trump's election next week, for at least 3 months, Antifa, the George Soros-funded groups, scores of them, with hundreds of millions of dollars behind them just in the last few months. Soros recently put $18 billion into a foundation to defeat the breakup of the EU and to defeat the libertarian populist takeover of America. If you go to refusefascism.org, it's run by the same Soros-funded group and the woman that founded Occupy Wall Street. So they began saying a few months ago, it begins November 4th in blocking highways. We covered it. News, corporate news, establishment news began to say we were lying. It didn't exist. On Wednesday, they ran a full-page ad nationwide in the New York Times and Refuse Fascism and Resist Fascism and all the rest of them have it linked on their website, a copy of the ad saying, welcome New York Times visitors. But then they have articles all over the news saying, I'm making it up, nothing's coming November 4th. So I guess if their communist uprising's a dud, they just say, look, Alex made it up, or so you don't get ready for it, so you're not watching, so they can spin tomorrow's events if some patsy or some other right-winger runs over somebody or shoots somebody. They don't want to pre-debate about this, that it's their fault. Kind of like they said Trump was responsible for what happened in Virginia and Charlottesville. But 3 weeks later, when Antifa attacked prayer meetings and other events and wouldn't let free speech happen, even Pelosi had to say, okay, they're a terror organization. I wanted to ask William F. Jasper, who's an expert on Antifa and its communist roots and been tracking it for years, what he thought about this and what he thinks they're really planning. Because they say tomorrow's just the kickoff. We're not saying civil wars tomorrow. This is an ongoing hashtag hunt Republicans, Congressman Scalise being shot, the riots, the knockout game of white people, the media saying being white's inherently racist. All this is classic Marxist, Leninist playbook right out of Saul Alinsky to destabilize the country. So we'll talk about its history coming up in the next segment. But briefly, what is William F. Jasper, best-selling author, researcher, one of the head researchers of the John Birch Society, been fighting him for 35, 40 years. What does he think with the New American Magazine, newamericanmagazine.com, newamerican.com, what does he think their real plan is? Because I'm a little confused when they say, we're going to kill you, we're going to get you, we're going to overthrow. They say the main mission is to drive his regime from power starting tomorrow, and they will not stop until it happens on the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution in their own words. But then they say, we're insane, and it's not true. William F. Jasper.
Well, Alex, it is a multi-pronged attack that we're witnessing here. And tomorrow, November 4th, whichrefusefascism.org, one branch of Antifa has set up as the big event to kick this off, they are one of the most openly violent communist revolutionary groups. The Revolutionary Communist Party is the real force behind them. Antifa, refusefascism.org is a front group. And there's no secret about that. They run out of the same address. They are run by the same people, Sansara Taylor, Bob Avakian, Carl Dix. All of the Revolutionary Communist Party functionaries are the ones who run refusefascism.org. They're unapologetic Marxist-Leninists who are also Maoists. That means they idolize Mao Zedong, the mass-murdering dictator of communist China. They are part of the new Red Guard in America. The Red Guards, of course, being Mao's millions of students whom he set loose all across China to terrorize the people of China, including the Communist Party members whom he wanted to move out and consolidate his
control. And by the way, we've had these very groups attack us in Austin, and they have hundreds of websites and big numbers now. They say the violent revolution starts November 4th. So I'm asking you, I want you to go back to the history, but why is then all the major leftist publications lying and saying nothing's happening, these groups don't exist, these full cover page $100,000 ads don't exist? What is the psyop there?
Well, there's several possible explanations for that. One is that all along they have been trying to present all of these so-called protests, which inevitably devolve into riots because they're planned to be riots. The protests are what they call united front efforts to bring out a lot of people who wouldn't necessarily get involved in riots, but who they can either pay, as you pointed out, they're either the rent-a-mobs that are being paid, that has been documented, or they are people that they've been able to get out because of their interest in the sanctuary cities and immigration, or in the LGBT rights, pro-abortion, Planned Parenthood. So they focus on a number of these popular front issues, get the people out there, make it appear that this is a popular, spontaneous event, but actually they have a pre-planned agenda already in place. They know they're
exactly. They want to hit us with our feet flat and then be able to spin the narrative however they want, saying, oh, these are loving anti-racism groups, not classic hardcore Marxist-Leninist communists whose heroes are Mao, Lenin, mainly a Mao, and who do, like the Weathermen, want to put people in re-education camps.
And one of the things that you're almost certain to see tomorrow and in the aftermath of whatever happens, it was revealed, it was telegraphed yesterday on therevolution.com. That's the newspaper online and print for the Revolutionary Communist Party. And they had they have in there a page which says how to get popular involvement. And in there, they say one of the things that we have been doing is working with churches. And they show, they don't identify the church, but they talk to a minister. And they say this minister says he was very much involved in the Occupy movement, and he's ready to come on board openly and help them with this, the Antifa movement. But he says, what you need to do is create the incident, like Charlottesville, because this is why this is important. Because in Charlottesville, they had a ministerial group, a bunch of left-wing communist, Marxist, and socialist clergymen, including, as I pointed out a number of times, the Reverend Cornell West, who is frequently given millions of dollars worth of free publicity on all.
Sure, and clearly they're wanting to have, when they start the violence, they're looking to have some other group out there they can clash with its own connections, former heads of Occupy, Wall Street groups, running the so-called white supremacist groups. This is pretty synthetic.
Well, so then he's saying, so what you have to do is create the context. Then we, the clergymen, we can say yes, in the name of humanity, in the name of peace, President Trump stepped down. So that's exactly what the refused fascism, although they're not saying Yesterday in his speech, Bob Avakian, the head of the Communist Revolutionary Communist Party, during the course of his rambling attacks on America and on Trump, he threw in there as protection, we will peacefully bring about the overthrow of President Trump. He wants to use that as protection so that he can't be charged sure. with inciting revolution. But that obviously is not what they have in mind. Sure. That wasn't peaceful in Charlottesville. They had the ministers all there so that they could be endorsing the Antifa movement and saying that Antifa saved us and to call for the overthrow of the Trump administration.
Well, fascinating information. That's why we got him on. William F. Jasper, the New American. I know he's been the editor over there and one of their top researchers and more amazing books and films he's made that really are just the platinum standard of understanding what we're facing. I want to come back and go into the history of it, have him recap what he was saying, and go through what to expect and how we counter it straight ahead. But man, to see big money, the Democratic Party, the establishment, Soros, all trying to finance a communist revolution that is smokescreened as a anti-racism movement is truly disgusting. We'll be right back.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
William F. Chaffetz is our guest. He's got to leave pretty soon to a meeting. The communists funded by George Soros, who've overthrown countless other countries, officially are running this overthrow the country kickoff tomorrow. And then the media is saying Jones is crazy. He's making it up. I hate to make myself the center of the story. The media keeps doing that. We were the first to start exposing it here. And now they got full-page ads in major newspapers, not just the New York Times. We're going to plot their history and what William F. Jasper thinks they're up to here in a moment. But briefly, we're not communists. We're not funded by robber barons. Communists are always funded by ultra-rich because they want consolidated control over nation-states they're outside of. We're funded by you. We have high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, books, videos, T-shirts, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. And it takes money to fund a counter-revolution. It takes money to defend the republic. We don't get stimulus money like MSNBC. We don't get banker bailouts. So we've got a lot of limited edition T-shirts. We've got a lot of high-quality products. We've got DNA Force that's been sold out for almost 4 months. It's back in stock, 25% off. We have new Trump T-shirts that are in that are great to trigger folks and exercise your free speech. We have our great probiotic biome defense back in stock. It is 25% off as well. So we've got the highest quality nutraceuticals right down to the highest quality colloidal silver for $13 or whatever. So it's all there. Great new I Stand With Trump shirts where the T is like the president's hair. So a lot of ways to have fun and meet like-minded people. But whatever you do, please support the broadcast because you fund the operation. Okay, Mr. Jasper, get into the history and other key points people need to know about what we're about to see after this question. In my memory or my life or studying modern times, we haven't seen communists launch something this big, I don't think ever, saying overthrow a president openly. They're usually saying overthrow the class system or, free the liberated peoples, classic exploitation of different sociological divisions. This appears to be the most brazen attempted open communist overthrow, camouflaged as a race class war I've ever seen in our history, or is that incorrect?
Well, this is the closest thing. You are correct. What we saw in the 60s and 70s with all of the campus riots and the burnings of our inner cities, the race wars, the race riots, those were huge. And those were funded. We were exposing that clear back then, showing how these were being funded by the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, all the student revolutionary communist groups, the SDS, etc. They were going back and forth over to the Communist Youth Congresses in Czechoslovakia, in Moscow, in Vietnam, in China. And the media was covering this up just as they are today. In fact, they were usually, when they did cover the SDS and the student rioters, one that always did it in a sympathetic manner, always tried to play upon the sins of our past, of slavery, etc., in order to invoke guilt and to give legitimacy to these protests, which weren't protests. They were actual efforts at insurrection, at overthrowing the government. Back then, as you pointed out, it was primarily class warfare, and they did bring race into it. Now, what has happened now over the last 40 years, those revolutionaries of the 1960s became the college professors and the politicians, the elected politicians and the bureaucrats who've been in power for now two generations. They have raised up several million young people as cadres who have taken to the streets, who they can push hot buttons on, who don't mostly don't consider themselves communists or Marxist-Leninists. They have not read any of those works. There's a small cadre of those that have, but most of them haven't. But they've been brought into the ranks of the street protests by citing racism, sexism, xenophobic, Islamophobic, all the different hate rhetoric that the left invokes to bring about indignation and to bring support for their causes. And you see this on the Revolutionary Communist Party, the Marxist Workers' World Party, the Communist Party USA. All of the hardcore communist groups now have on their front pages and in all of their websites home pages that are geared specifically to LGBT rights, to race, to anti-cop, to all the different to environmental issues. So they're trying to bring in all of these different groups, and they go into that in that same article on the Revolutionary.
Sure, they're trying to jerk everybody's chain, inflame things, try to use these different angry groups, hoping somebody goes out, is violent, somebody else does something back, so the media can focus on the violent response back, and then say, see, the civil war's on, it's Trump's fault, he needs to step down, and then, oh, Mueller's got him on the Russia thing. This is all very well choreographed.
Well, and the thing that is, as you mentioned, choreography, the establishment corporate media is essential to this because they keep emphasizing and reemphasizing all of these talking points by the communists, which is that Trump is against the environment, Trump is against women, Trump is against black people, you know, Trump is against all.
And they never tell you, hey, it's communist groups that link on the website. I mean, wow, you might want to know that this main Soros group is communist.
Well, and that is, as we point out in the article that we did on this online yesterday that I had, this is at least the second time that the New York Times has run a full-page ad of the Revolutionary Communist Party's refusefascism.org newspaper ad. They did it in January, right before the inauguration, trying to gin up support for violent attacks on the Trump inaugural.
And by the way, I was there. It took me three.
You were right in the thick of it. And that many of those Antifa people that were there were brought there by the Revolutionary Communist Party and by that ad in the New York Times.
And they were beating up families. And they would target women specifically. I mean, I'm walking towards an entrance and these bloody women are coming by. I mean, middle-aged women. And I got mad and I couldn't believe it. I had big old huge military former bodyguard guys and we were throwing them out of the way and stuff and the police came and stopped us.
Well, and that's a very important point that here's where Americans really need to get on their politicians who are, one, making the police stand down. You've done our stories on that. We did a major story on that, showing specifically in Charlottesville, but then in a number of other cities as well, that the police have been ordered to stand down, or in the case of Charlottesville, Governor McAuliffe, who has been to the Bilderberg conferences, and he's one of those who's been vetted as our candidate for our next Democratic presidential candidate. He took over, had his state police take over, and pushed the demonstrators together so that
yes.
They would have a...
You know, I know you've got to go, but do five more minutes on what you expect them to do tomorrow, where you see this going, how we counter it with William F. Jasper, the editor at the New American Magazine, best-selling author, and so much more. Then I'm going to continue on with the Democrats leaving the sinking ship all over the place. They're turning against the Clintons. What does that signify? What's the next shoe to drop? Straight ahead. And Trump's calling for criminal prosecution of Podesta.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness
but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Waging war on corruption.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And William F. Jasper. We sit here covering all this, that $18 million Soros has put into a foundation. He spends $500 million a year conservatively. You got the Ford, Carnegie, Rockefeller foundations, all the Sangrams funding NPR. And you go out, and it's full-page ads in major newspapers, and you follow the link, and it's to admitted communist groups. And then they have articles in Newsweek and Salon saying, Jones just made up. There's full-page ads. There isn't. Who reads this stuff where you just are lied to over and over and over and over again? We told you that Trump was going to release the JFK files. Happened. We broke that. We told you that they were stealing it from Sanders. It happened. That's why they hate us, folks, is because we tell the truth. Now they're misrepresenting what we say is coming tomorrow. They're trying to cause Charlottesville's all over the country tomorrow. William F. Jasper, editor of the New American Magazine, in closing in 5 minutes, recap who we're facing, what's going on, what you predict is going to happen, and what we can do to counter it.
Well, I'll start by what we can do to counter it, because sometimes we don't get to that because of the press of time. Two real important things. One, very immediate. Americans have to call on their politicians to enforce the laws, to let the police enforce the law. One of the most crucial things to understand about Antifa, of course, their signature is wearing black and masks. They're masking themselves. Many of our states, including all of the major states where the huge incidents have been happening, the riots in California, in Oregon, and Washington, D.C., New York, have anti-mask laws. Those were enacted in the 1940s to stop the Ku Klux Klan. So wearing a mask in the commission of a crime or at a protest or whatnot is, in many most of these states, a felony. And so we saw at Auburn University, Alabama has an anti-mask law passed against the Ku Klux Klan. So the Ku Klux Klan, ironically, you know, the Antifa people accuse Trump of being a KKK. They say, no Trump, no KKK. They're the ones that are emulating and imitating the KKK. They're wearing masks just like the Ku Klux Klan to terrorize people and to get away with their crimes. The police need to enforce the anti-mask laws. That means, as at Auburn University in Alabama, when the Antifa showed up there to stop a speech, the police were standing there and said, take off your mask. They forced them to take off their masks, and guess what? There wasn't any riot because they knew they would be identified. They'd get hit with felony charges. That's a very simple thing. It's a very reasonable thing. We simply say, okay, take off your masks. Many of the states also refuse to, do not allow demonstrators to carry weapons like that, as they have been beating people with clubs and metal poles, etc. They need to enforce those laws. We saw, you opened your segment with the shots of the L.A. freeway, the 101, where the Antifa were standing there with the signs, November 4, it begins, blocking traffic. They blocked traffic there for, I think, a half hour or so. A few months earlier, a year earlier, in 2016, during the right after the election, they blocked it for many hours.
And by the way, people routinely die because of it. Ambulances, emergency vehicles. It isn't a game when people got kids to pick up, you name it, or jobs to block a major highway in a place like
emergency
L.A.
vehicles, police, fire, ambulances. These are serious things. This is public safety, and they're claiming they have a right to do this. They didn't like the election. Some of the people interviewed said, oh, well, we got done crying, and now we're going to act. Well, okay.
They should go block the Capitol or the White House. They shouldn't go block highways.
Yeah, so anyway, we need to insist that our politicians stop catering to these people. Most of the places where we see this happening, of course, is where left-wing so-called progressive Democrats control the city and county governments, and they tell the police to stand down. You saw those demonstrators, terrorists there, stopping the L.A. freeway. There were only eight of them. They had four police cars all around them. The whole time, didn't arrest any of them, just stood there and watched them. Why? Because the police were told, no, you can't interfere with this. And so here we have collusion in sedition here. They're calling for the overthrow of our country. Elected officials who have taken an oath of office to support and uphold and defend the Constitution are colluding and conspiring with these seditionists. And so
they're aiding and abetting when they don't do their job. We should put them on notice right now.
Absolutely. So those are immediate things that we can do. And we need to expose the politicians who are aiding and abetting them.
And citizen journalists, I wouldn't politically identify, they may attack you, can go out and also videotape Antifa. Just expect them to be at your capital or any big city. You're going to see the Red Guard marching. They're coming out of the rat holes, documenting things. I think that's also critical.
Oh, that's very important. What you're doing and what all the citizen journalists out there are doing with all of their cameras, that's essential, because it's documenting what is happening and it's identifying who the criminals are, who the traitors are. They keep talking about treason against Trump. They're engaged in treason and trying to overthrow the elected, legitimate government of the United States.
And he's
States.
Trying to bring the republic back, trying. They're literally trying to overthrow the Constitution and the country. That is treason by definition. 60 seconds, I know you got to go. William F. Jasper, other key tidbits.
Yes. The other key thing we hit about in our January issue on Soros, the God that failed. You mentioned Soros's $18 billion that he just put into there. All over the world, President Orban of Hungary has been pointing out that he is doing the same thing there, trying to overthrow the governments of Europe. We need to reinstitute the congressional investigations, subpoena his records and all of those groups. That is, use court subpoenas, bring in those people who are all these Antifa groups, these protester groups, find out the money trail, document it, and start prosecuting. We know from what is publicly available, but we really have to get into the real audits of these organizations, these tax-exempt foundations.
Well, the good news is, thanks to the tireless work of yourself and so many others for decades, and your parents 60 years ago, helping start the John Birch Society, we now know the enemy is, and Soros is identified. They're in trouble. William F. Jasper, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Let's go to a Prager University piece on comparisons of Nazism and communism. Here it is.
When people describe particularly evil individuals or regimes, why is it that they use the terms Nazi or fascist, but almost never communist? Given the unparalleled amount of human suffering communists have caused, why is communist so much less a term of revulsion than Nazi? Communists killed 70 million people in China, more than 20 million people in the Soviet Union, not including about 5 million Ukrainians, and almost one out of every three Cambodians. And communists enslaved entire nations in Russia, Vietnam, China, Eastern Europe, North Korea, Cuba, and much of Central Asia. They ruined the lives of well over a billion people. So why doesn't communism have the same terrible reputation as Nazism? Widespread ignorance of the communist record. Whereas both right and left loathe Nazism and teach its evil history, the left, and I'm talking about the left, not traditional liberals, like Harry Truman or John F. Kennedy, has never loathed communism. And since the left dominates academia, almost no one teaches communism's evil history. Communism is based on nice-sounding theories. Nazism isn't. It's based on heinous-sounding theories. Intellectuals in general, including, of course, the intellectuals who write history, are seduced by words. So much so that they deem actions as less significant than words. For that reason, they haven't focused nearly as much attention on the horrific actions of communists as they have on the horrific actions of the Nazis. They dismiss the evils of communists as perversions of true communism. Until the left and all the institutions influenced by the left acknowledge how evil communism has been, we will continue to live in a morally confused world.
Thank you. From Prager University, Mr. Prager, we'll be back. Stay with us.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We now take you live to the front lines of the war to restore human dignity and turn the tide against the architects of doom, the architects of the 21st century world government authoritarian technocracy plan. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com are our websites. Always under attack. We're here out of basic survival, not out of chivalry, not out of heroism, but out of simple survival. The minute you realize the globalists are like a suffocating force, choking the life out of humanity, you realize there's the great liberation of just fighting back and turning the tide and seeing the fear begin to enter the eyes of our enemies as we bear down. Even as their knives go into us, we just press them until their necks break. Stand up, bleeding. More enemies come. But like the phoenix, our wounds are healed. This is the great animating contest. All we've got to do is realize our enemies are very weak and have sold a giant con game. You know, I've talked about Hollywood and the degeneracy, the arrogance, because only people that want to sell out America, only people that are scum, are accepted basically at the heights of Hollywood. And if they catch you trying to be a libertarian, a Christian, a conservative, an Orthodox Jew, whatever it is, if it doesn't want to defile the population, they want to get rid of you. And now, as the ship begins to sink, let's put this up on screen if we can. Harvey Weinstein photographed the prescription drug haul. And it is a briefcase literally loaded with every prescription drug you can imagine under the sun. Thousands and thousands of tablets. Uppers, downers. You better believe ecstasy. Whole nine yards. Ladies and gentlemen, these are delusional, drugged out, whacked out individuals. I've been at Hollywood parties when cases just like this are popped open. People say, what do you want? And I'm like, I'm going back to my hotel. You have a good night. I mean, as bad as I get, it's a couple of shots at Jack Daniels or Jameson's. And I don't even do that anymore. But can you imagine the mindset of these people and what the, you know, the women out there to get opioids that'll have their teeth removed just to get one more bottle or get back surgery to get another bottle. I mean, this is just total pell-mell decadence. And then they want to foist it all on us as an act of domination. But the Weinsteins are the Renfields put in charge by the real Draculas that you don't ever see who are behind the scenes. But why is he coming down? NYPD detective, there is enough evidence to arrest Weinstein. Now they completely suspended production on the final season of House of Cards. As it's reported that Kevin Spacey would run up and grab men's genitals in front of everyone. And ask to have sex with them. And again, they're only trying to flood the consciousness of this to stop the pedophilia. What did I tell you over and over again months ago and years ago? Harassment of women, which is not good, is the cover for the rape of women. But then they only cover the harassment to cover up the real epidemic in the elites, not the general public. They say there's an epidemic in the general public, but it's really in the elites. Then it's really men trying to rape men in Hollywood, 8 to 2. That's about the consensus. 80% of it's men trying to rape men with power lust. It's about power. Psychopaths like Spacey and others. It's all just about do whatever you want, do as thou wilt, stomp around, you're in charge. And then below that, you get into the pedophilia, and then you get into the snuff films and the devil worship. So the bottom of the rat hole is snuff films and is devil worship. But here's the thing. Most people involved in that can't speak out because they're accomplices to it, even if they just knew and didn't say anything out of fear. But I'm predicting that within the next 6 months, ritual murder and actual rape of toddlers as young as 2 years of age will come out because we know it's what they do. Artist claims, let's put that back on screen. Kevin Spacey tried to rape him when he was 15. Oh, it's another one. I would call him a pedophile and a sexual predator, the unnamed now 48-year-old man told Vulture. And it's all coming out. For every person that refused, 10 got held down and raped. And Disney and Nickelodeon and all of these things, the soda clubs they were called in L.A. for kids, where they got to come in, they were little actors and meet with other producers and people, and the whole thing was a pickup scene for kids. And they'd say, you're a little old for me, 15. What's your little brother like? He's 9 years old. and we can make you a big star, but I really don't want to have sex with you, they'd tell them. No, I want your five-year-old sister. And then they'd meet with the parents that want child stars and say, listen, you want your kid to make a couple hundred thousand a year, maybe make millions a year? I want your three-year-old daughter. You're going to be accomplices to it. In fact, you're going to join me. And I've got stacks of news here today where major Soros brokerage firm heads and others would brag to friends, hey, I don't just screw kids and torture women. I rape my daughter. That's in the news today. Now, you want to know the people working for mainstream media that cover up for this? When guys are at public parties bragging, hey, I rape my little daughter. What do you think they want to do to you and your family? These are guys with briefcases full of pills. And again, these are Renfields. Renfield supplied people to Dracula. Now, I told you that 6 months ago that people like Weinstein's are Renfields, the producers. The people behind them. There it is. Soros fund manager accused of raping, torturing victims in sex dungeon. Had a whole building he had for it. Woman claimed prominent trader also bragged about raping his own daughter. And, of course, he's a high-up operative of, guess who, ladies and gentlemen? A guy that told 60 Minutes, I'm not ashamed of being a Nazi. I just did what the market said. If I didn't do it, somebody else would do it. Just look at that ghoulish look in these guys' eyes. And the women, too, man. You go to these parties, they're all glared up with that evil. They've all done it. They've all, and they're all just glaring about how it's all about them. They always have the same look. Camera, please. Can't do the exact look. I don't have the total spirit of it, but I can imitate it more like a, look how big we are. Look how great. We can do whatever we want. How many years ago did I say that's the look? Go to all the parties. Hello, Alex. Are you ready to have some fun? No, I'm going to leave now. I'm like, are you space aliens? What's up with you people? I mean, that's what I picked up. It was like, aliens vacation here or something and, jack into their minds or something and then rape and kill? I mean, I don't, is this like Predator? But instead of it being like he hunts in the jungle, he just jacks in and possesses somebody, then they just run around doing this and, this is the alien invasion? I mean, I'm not literally saying that, but you know what? If it turns out, it's like Roddy Piper says in They Live, he goes, look at this formaldehyde face with these sunglasses. I knew it'd be something like this. I mean, really at a gut level, why would you have whole groups of people that want to devil worship and rip little kids' tongues out? I mean, you know. They've always got like real weak little demon Slimer creatures like Weinstein going, It's kind of the little front goblins. I'm up against these people, though, and you know they hate us. They're coming after us, and that's fine. I just want to win in the fight. We need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We need you to get products, books, videos, t-shirts, sign up for auto ship, 10% off, DNA Forces back in, you owe it to yourself and your family to get it, it's amazing, 25% off, Biome Defense, the amazing probiotic back in, 25% off. We got a bunch of specials ending on Anthroplex, the male-female enhancement, stamina, libido, you name it, and a bunch of other stuff ends this weekend. DNA Force will continue for maybe another week or so, as well as Biome Defense, but it's hard to source, so please take advantage of it today, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We have the producer from the Open Secret film about Hollywood pedophilia coming up. Stay with us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.